I am a Mayflower. I am a Mayflower. Silently, I look up into the east, a flush of pink in the morning. Quietly, my sun is coming. You disperse the darkness and humidity of night, diffuse the warmth and brightness, glittering with glare. I blush with shyness when his eyes blink towards me. I tell my entire compliment to him when he hugs me. You are my credible and recipient friend. I do adore you. I expand my overlap petals slowly in his arms. My pistil abounds with perfume. My sun repays me with more warmth. I can't help muttering, "Your warmth is my most love." When pilgrims stop singing the chant in a distant chapel, the clouds swallow the last rosy sunshine in the west. I contemplate all around. The luminous moon slowly rises in the night sky. A drop of dew is scrambling up on my stalk, gleaming with ivory. I still stay solo the whole night silently. In the bleak night, I couldn't bear seeing the sun leave. I'm very grieved and sentimental, and want to ask him when he should come back again. My son comes back to the paradise where the melody is from. How I wish to dance with its rhythm for him. But the arrogant clouds are so jealous of my fragrant petals that they dispatch the mad wind and stern rain to disrupt my dream. In the howling wind and the lashing raindrops, the muddy swamp is around me. I can't seek any place to dodge. My frail, fragile petals almost lose all their sensation, only to sigh for their scars. My chest is drowning in rain, but no one could discern me, no one could have pity on me, and no one could hear my groans in the desolate night. After the rain and wind, I try to repair my remnant petals. My lofty son would come back tomorrow. He could never enjoy my transient aesthetic petals yesterday once more. I sigh sickly. Could I retrieve your love again? Early in the morning, when I revive from the dream, my son has come back again. He nods at me, hugs me, consoles me with warm shine, and tells me graciously, "My angel, you are beautiful forever in my heart." He makes me rejoice, and I'm dazzled by his bless, which is like elevating symphony to me. I am a Mayflower. The wind in June reconciles my sadness, and the rain in July caresses my dream. In August, I turn to a green fruit with your gorgeous shine. In September, the mature fruit you see is the gift of the flower in May.